We are getting up to, well, June, which means it's nearly winter, which means we've got to try and console ourselves somehow. But don't worry, don't fear. The Sydney Film Festival is just around the corner as winter kicks in. It's in its 65th year, and they're offering up a menu of 120 feature films, 57 documentaries from all around the world, and a great, great mix this year. Everything from Kenya's first film to reach Cannes, a documentary on Afghanistan's first metal band, experimental films from Philippines and Indonesia, all in a cornucopia of films for everyone's tastes. Now, we have on the line, very specially, as we do really every year, the Sydney Film Festival director, Nishen Moodley, to have a chat about the lineup. Good afternoon, Nishen.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on the show.
As always, great to have you. It's always exciting when the film festival is announced and everyone's excited about all the films that you've got on offer. How's today been for you? Really exciting to get it all out there?
Oh, absolutely. It's really, we work a long time to bring together this program of well over 300 films in total for close to a year. We work on the selection, and it's wonderful that it's out there. People can buy tickets, and there's some excitement around the selection, and that's wonderful.
I mean, you get movies from all around the world. How many movies do you personally watch in preparation for an announcement like this?
I've stopped counting because it makes for quite a depressing amount of time watching films. But I, of course, love watching films, and I watch several hundred each year. A few years ago when I did a count, it was about 800, so I think I watch fewer than that because I watch fewer shorts these days, but certainly a lot.
How would you rate the films this year? So there was a series at the Art Gallery recently about 1968 films, and now 50 years on, we've got 2018. Sometimes the film industries around the world, you know, go in sort of fits and spurts, you know, peaks and troughs. How has this looked for you this year?
Look, I think it's a really good year in terms of what we've managed to select, and I think we're in a fortunate position because we can go to so many different festivals, and we can go to different parts of the world, and we can look for the best, and we're at a time of the year where we can really collect the best from festivals, starting with Venice and Toronto late in the previous year, to Sundance and Berlin and Rotterdam, and together, I think we've come up with a selection that has really fantastic films. We've managed to nab quite a few films that are playing at the Cannes Film Festival this very week, and that's always quite difficult to do. And I'm really happy that we've managed to secure a number of them, including Spike Lee's Black Klansman,
which I was going to bring up. Black Klansman.
I think it's going to be a big hit at the festival. It's a fantastic film.
Yeah, it looks really amazing. It's got a very interesting lineup. Can you tell us a bit about the sort of synopsis of the film?
Yes, it's an incredible true story of an African-American cop who infiltrates the Ku Klux Klan and conducts this undercover operation. That's really... Spike Lee finds... I mean, the story is just crazy. And Spike Lee finds in it both humor and anger, and the film really plays like a cop thriller in many ways, and it's really just a fantastic film that I think is going to have people really impressed.
Yeah, it's been so long since Spike Lee has done a film that I can remember. He did, of course, Do the Right Thing back in the 80s and Jungle Fever in 91, but I can't remember what he's done recently.
He's made several films. Some haven't been released in Australia. A film called Chirac, I thought was really great. Of course, some years ago now, he made Inside Man, which was a big box office hit. He's a fantastic... great to see him in top form in this one.
Great. Well, following up Phoenix, which he screened a couple of years ago, is Christian Penzoll's new film Transit, which probes similar themes of identity in his Second World War drama.
Yes, Penzoll is such a fantastic filmmaker, especially when looking at moments of political turmoil and how people behave in those periods of time. And here he's done something quite radical. He looks at a story of World War II refugees, essentially, but sets the film in contemporary times.
Right.
So the context is the Second World War, but what we see is very modern. And it really, I think, drives the point home of what people are having to endure now, and how, in a way, we've forgotten our very recent history. It's a very powerful film.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, so, Stephen's mentioned one here. My producer, he said that there's one that's not for the faint-hearted. It's a Berlin Golden Bear winner, a Romanian film called Touch Me Not. Apparently blurs fiction and reality in exploration of sexuality.
Yes, it's a very daring film. It looks at a number of people and their sexualities and how they express their sexuality. From people who have a real aversion to being touched and how they can explore their sexuality, to a person with disability and their sex lives. Right. And it's a fascinating film, and the making of the film is very much part of the film. So the director is also involved, and we see her on screen as she explores these issues with the cast, who are sometimes playing themselves. It's a very, very interesting film.
Well, part of the joy of these film festivals is to discover films from distant corners of the world, whether it's Eastern Europe or South America or Central Asia. Can you recommend any films, maybe from lesser known film industries in the world, that we should be checking out this year?
Yes, there's a fantastic film from Indonesia called Seen and Unseen, which we're playing in the competition. We don't see many Indonesian films in Australia, typically, and the Seen and Unseen, I think, is just a masterpiece. It's a very beautiful and delicate film about twins and when one falls ill, how the other has to deal with that. And it's a film that has elements of mythology and magic realism, and it's very, very beautifully made and very moving. Another country that's not often represented in film festivals is Kenya, and we have Rafiki, which is the first Kenyan film to make the official selection in Cannes, and has sadly been banned in its native country since the announcement that it's accepted into Cannes, which is terrible.
Yeah.
But hopefully that will change. The film's really wonderful. It's about the relationship between two rival politicians' daughters who meet, become friends, and fall in love. And it's beautifully acted. It really gives us a sense of the vibrancy of Kenya. And I think people are going to love this film.
Also, two people on different sides of the fence meet, and obviously their parents or fathers wouldn't be too happy, I guess.
Yeah, so there's the political rivalry that they have to face, but also homophobia.
Yeah.
And in the conservative community, they have a great deal of hardship in terms of expressing themselves. And it's a gentle film, and one that I think is beautifully made.
Excellent. Fantastic. Now, as always, every year you have some special events that are on during the festival. Can you tell us about some of those that are on this year?
Well, we'll have a wonderful VR program curated by Bad Faith, and we have 17 immersive VR experiences, and those will be on every day at the Festival Hub, which takes place at the Lower Town Hall. Again, we'll have a range of talks about the creation of cinema, about issues facing the film industry, and aimed at aspiring filmmakers as well. We'll have a range of parties and lots of fun things to do, I think. We have a great deal to offer in the cinema, but then also when you're not in the cinema, there's a lot to do so that you're completely immersed in the world of cinema for these 12 days.
Yeah, well, that's it. There's also a special selection. My producer has mentioned one of his favorite directors is Karasmaki, and David Stratton has programmed a bit of a retrospective of Ari Karasmaki's films. This is pretty exciting.
Absolutely. I think Ari Karasmaki is such a unique filmmaker. He's humorous. He's always making these films about people where, you know, things aren't going very well, but they come together and they persevere. And I love his films. And it's wonderful to have a retrospective curated by David Stratton, who's a fan of Karasmaki, and Karasmaki's a fan of David Stratton. It's a wonderful thing to do, and it's a wonderful opportunity to see these very, very fine, very funny films on the big screen for people who know them already and want to revisit them, but also for a new generation of fans who've never seen Karasmaki films on the big screen.
Well, it's very exciting and a fantastic line, and congratulations on it. And tickets are on sale now for all of the films. If people want to get on quicker, sff.org.au is where you need to go to quickly get onto films, because I'm sure a lot of them will sell out, so you want to get on fast. Are there any that you'd say, you know, you're expecting to sell out really quick that people should jump on today?
I hope everything sells out.
Yeah, of course you do.
So I'd say for the things that typically sell out, of course, would be the opening film and the closing film. And there are many films that are playing in the competition that I think you should try to see them all. But if they want to particularly want to see, it's better to book them sooner rather than later.
Well, that's it. Yes, just jump on now. You can book them now. You get a flexi pass, get a whole bunch of movies in a row, and then just go crazy and pick whatever you like. I think it's a fantastic festival, and look very much looking forward to it. Neshen Moodley, thank you again for joining us on 2SER.
Thanks so much.
Good luck with the festival. I know you've got a month before it starts, but good luck with how it all goes, and I hope they do all sell out for you.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Neshen Moodley right there, the festival director of the Sydney Film Festival. It starts on June the 6th, and it only runs for like 11 days, so you've got to get in. There's a lot of films there to go through, but I assure you there's some real gold in there. So jump onto sff.org.au and check it all out.